Hello and welcome to the program this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your presence, for your grace and for your glory. Hallelujah. Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning. A beautiful day where we celebrate our faith. A beautiful day where we look into our wonderful walk with God and what God is doing in our lives. Wherever you're listening from, welcome to the program this morning. This is the beautiful, beautiful time that we spend in the presence of God. Thank you, Lord. It's just getting better. The grace of God is getting heavier and we can see the effect upon our life. And we thank Him for His goodness, for His mercy, and for His wonderful works. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I trust that you have treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy. Water is the best food for our human body. You see, when I went into the research and I found out the percentage of water in the human body, I was self-encouraged to practice water therapy without anybody encouraging me or without I getting any encouragement from any source. Water is the best food for your human body. Saints, let's begin to stir up ourselves wherever you're listening from. Let the praise of God begin to roll in. Let the praise of God begin to come in as we stir up ourselves in the Holy Spirit. Let the praise of God begin to come in. Sipra inde ifuskusha lida. Napsakisto je emenka. Vrenda iskola bla ashkateda mamaha. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Pray in the Spirit. As you do, send the praises of God before Him, His presence. Let's pour out the praises of God. The number to send your praise to in WhatsApp is 814-790-8731. Otherwise, you can tweet it to our Twitter account at @TAN_radio. Send your praise reports and let's get into His presence with praise as we stir up ourselves. Sebjus kende didit salo sakra antama. Pray in the Spirit. Ledokuset lepinin dabra aku salabaye. Ashkepala manaske palura ketesi jelamara. Mantariko sogle enke peri dedingle ikisokshon doma mantama lapaske koshekale karitusi ki kalere demo kopaya. Anterisiki jale marandongle enke shikshi sakule kentora mamma kantama lere gria kusaye. Mahane kashere. Sapshe kele mamate kelituze kelida ruma makana mamma sakari. Erekate breduse ke shokolo mentora mamakate credise ke kashatala mamante bredusa kalabari. Enke po kalamante ingredise ke shisika kula mate kolomon ko bogura manama kapasekede. Sapre dig zikshe sokolo mon tabale berobre inki pale mondere kasek shire ke le po sarabari. Eremake soko juke le nene me ke sikshe suki le pera mamana masakalabari. Shapte kalama seketiki lidare. Rombrande kelek shakshindi kalama kantem braduze kekele baktu se kinsholo maman kama lapakshi sekatuki lidira kusalabari. Renkratoze kinshakala mantem braduze ketlekto kabanamare praktoze keshtupik mare katlangra ikek songre dengre ikilikiti kaso kalabari. Mante ibrodu kalamantama lepakesa. Shaba de mare kate griadu ki salemana man kama la pash kiriberi. Evrodogo sende le keshekere. Rambe kate. Samjen ke pek mo santne ke le kande de gre toko sokolo konjuketile ke sun ki ke le mon kapatane de izek le ika so kabalabri. Manse keto lukure matera. Era ma cantembre diga succise che le cotomoro poc tongo ze che shekeri neri kense se che la kense con shat nera bec molo pare gere gere vedi sica sheri mana ma cantempre diga se le bi clopano mashate le sogre inki parantana man se che ten che lida ru camante embreduze che il chi sacche sombra a calabadegri. Ende brade gondoba koshoka de monkala maman kepak mozoko de meri kaluba katama lepo kosola babahai. Ekibora man tamalambra de consumption seeker dega du kupigida man tamaleboka sheka tema man tamalik pri daro kopo sakare. Ashkere mi kiri brados en kela kempok ma santa malaban sheka tigre ike dulume inke salata. Ento mo tenen kiri green dega juki shok on a manthora me ketne brados e kishike tika lapandere bakuse ketne prodogola ma shekere baya. Apse bika na mama kaba le produce kashike le mondo mbra ankama lama kibo soro babahaya. Ne kele nene me koza la baye koseri bara. Rombre denge ziki jeko lo momo koba jana mama kaba teba shukiri. Robre inki pora mana masande bre diken zekshin zike le kot lentoro mama kabari. Eki bo kana mama tembre de consumption seka tendebre de consum kola maman tere kita bo kashele mamaregadi. Eki di bradogo lomo kot len verima ankan sende eki radora maman kama si kalabu kashele babadi. Enki bo kana maman sateke leti rikisaru maman kama lama kika seke le bo kola maman nede de kuza la bahaya. Eshi kere bon krandeka ziki shana maman kama lede, ikiri bok mo soro ban tembra duze ket leko sukshi siri braduza na maman kama le po karabari. Eki sora maman tama libre dekin sekila lalu maman kama le bo salabari. Shale kate le berika, embra duze ke shoko do mono mona ma ki tale bongo bok mo sheda babalama ki kamba labari. Akaba la manjika bikmus sekeda bikmusanda maliki bikmujira rukranda lama kabak mashindi bikmuzana mama kabale. Akabak mashindi poka la nento sokane metende gredika siki shok tomboro mama kama lama tegre eki poka labadi. Alaman bishindi bikmushindi bikmushangaba lama kabale ku salabadi. E pradoza ket lenga de giso cro unge suction zin kala mama tame lekre iki saleko tu sexu sondo bra ankama la mashe. Eira crotose ket lenga dembre dekin sekene me kisa kura pak tunga dungre e kisala mamari. E crotose ket leka ton sambo bara ma cantembre di iki siki ricale canto suction sopne mende predenga labari. Hale kate balu palaga de gadishki kala katosa. L'impradon tenke tenga di gizi kilikita bu samaka masha tenke de brodo galaman tela la la si kalabade. Rompra denka leka suction zede brain de la katenda pratu seka shana ma mahaka. Abjiskoba, stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost, stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost. Men tarakuse ken jokere menke pikmon sana ma makama la di kalose ke shi kalamade badu maha. Ashekele mekadu babene mamanda. Adibok monjikin di bik musanda bak ma akaba lama siki shike tele pipor and that then the 16 senke pek mo kama lama iga. Enduze ket lektuze ke shombe kena galida ke sakshon sondo banu mama kan tele derise ke shu tele beri prado sakari. Ron dare manca shantende re ke la dedi, e si ke ju ke la monta rama section zike buk mo sana ma ma kama la ma ki sale dora ma man kama le bro du ma he. E vi si ke senke buk mo shende buk mo shanda buk mo shindi ba ba la ma an kama le gedi. Ari buk mo shin shindi buk mo sanda da ma ma en ki buk mo sanina ha kama la ma ma shin shindi ki bora ma ha kaye. Exoje ketike diga nema kutse nembra ankana mama sari gredise koshondo bana ankiradu sarabahi. Prado sana nina nukeba kose, nem prado sana mare broduze keleki sarabadi. Thank you Lord for your presence, hallelujah. Thank you Lord for your presence, glory to his name. Amen and amen. The praises of God, they're coming in. And so let's begin this morning in his presence with this fresh praise from our daughter. He says, praise the Lord, Pastor. I praise God for he is good and his mercy endures forever. His mercy is forever. I praise Yahweh. My brother's got a job. Hallelujah. And today's is This is joining date. I praise God for giving a good job to my brother, and God is so gracious and merciful. He got a sense of responsibility in our family. I know it is the Lord's doing. I praise His holy name forever and ever. We thank God for your life, my daughter. We thank God for your life. And she goes further to send more, another praise report. She said, I praise God for His protecting my family no matter what comes. Till today, my parents are in good health and in a better condition. It's because of God's grace and mercy. Yahweh is faithful. I praise His holy name forever and ever. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. We praise the name of the Lord for this praise that came in. Hallelujah. I'm turning over to the Twitter account, and this is a praise report from Brother Melvin, and this is 24 hours old praise report. In other words, yesterday I didn't read this praise report, so I'm reading it today. He says, I praise God for He has chosen me to be a cornerstone in His kingdom and given me an opportunity to intercede for people. I praise God for He has made me a king and a priest unto Him. Sure, He's made you a king and priest unto Him. It's something worth praising Him for. Thank you, thank you. Let the praise report come in and we would read it out even as it comes at the right time. Today is a beautiful day and we're about to start the talking session. Wherever you're listening from, it's time to talk your faith. Today we're looking at a very important subject, use your faith. Use your faith. People talk about shortage of faith. People talk about sizes of faith. People talk about they don't have faith, etc., etc., etc. Today, the Spirit of the Lord says to everyone listening, everyone who's together with me, the Spirit of the Lord says to you, use your faith. Very important. Use your faith. Use your faith. Use your faith. Now, before I get into that, let's get into the talking session. You know what God did to you with His righteousness. You know what God did to you with His stripes. You know what God did to you with His wealth. You know what God did to you with His love. You know what God did to you with His victory. Speak it out. It's time to speak it out. You know what God made you to the world. You know what God made you to the earth. Speak it out. Speak it out. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Sin has no power over me. I'm what God says I am. I'm light of the world. I'm salt of the earth. I'm head. I'm not beneath. I'm above. I'm not under. I bring myself under the influence of the Holy Spirit. My words are influenced by the Holy Spirit. My thinking is influenced by the Holy Spirit. Whatever I do is influenced by the Holy Spirit. Whatever I do is influenced by the Holy Spirit. I act with my Father. I walk in favor. I walk in power. I walk in victory. No situation can dictate to me. No situation can control me. I truly believe that I am what God says I am. I speak that way. I think that way. I act that way. I am what God's word says I am. I am walking in power. Hallelujah. I am love. In a hurting, bastardized, separated, confused world, I am healing in a sick world. I have power and authority in a powerless world. I am what God says I am. Keep talking, keep talking your conviction. I am not looking for healing. I am healed. And He said, when I lay my hands on the sick, they recover. I am what God says I am. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Keep talking. Keep talking your convictions. You see, I'm complete in Him. I'm complete in Him who is the head of all principalities and powers. Hallelujah. I'm complete in Him. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. I am made whole in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Amen, amen, amen. Keep talking who you are. Talk who you are. The Father. Talk who you are. Speak who you are from that side. Wherever you are listening from. Speak, speak it. Speak who you are. God is touching you. God is blessing you. God is using your words to reposition you. Talk who you are. I am not looking for healing. I refuse to fear. Hallelujah. I refuse to fear. I refuse to be broke. I refuse to be poor. The doors are open unto me. The doors are open unto me. I walk in favor. I walk in victory. I walk in power. My family enjoy the favor of God's grace. My family enjoy the protection of God Almighty. I am walking in favor. I walk in the light. He made me light of the world. I walk in the light. I am love. I am healing. I have authority given to me by God. And I refuse to fear any situation. I refuse to be brought under the fearful dictation and instruction of any situation. I am what God's word says I am. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we talk this way, the Spirit of the Lord gets stirred up from inside of us. The angelic forces, Lesarobra Antana Mahaya, the angelic forces is released. You see, the angelic forces go into operation according to our confession. You see, when our confession goes in line with the will of God for our lives, the angelic forces go into operation. They go into operation, swift operation, and we begin to see amazing miracles in our life. Don't stop talking like a king. Kings and priests of the Most High God, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, where the word of the king is, there is power. Not where the presence of the king is. Where the word of the king is. Not where the connection of the king is. Where the word, the word, the word. What is your word this Wednesday morning? What is your word? What is your word concerning your education? What is your word concerning your relationship? What is your word concerning your matrimony? What is your word concerning your home? What is your word concerning your parents? What is your word concerning your finances? What is your word? The Bible says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Hallelujah. Glory to His name forevermore. I bring this fresh word from the presence of God to you all, wherever you are listening from, that use your faith. That's what we're looking at this morning. Use your faith. So I'll be reading from the book of Hebrews. I'll be reading from the book of Hebrews and chapter 11 from verse 1. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Shalama. You got to use your faith. See, nobody's going to use their faith for you. And even if they do, there is love in the body of Christ. They won't do it forever. They would do it just for a period of time. So I'm reading the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. The very popular book on faith in the body of Christ. Now, you would see something a little different here. When you go with the mindset of using your faith to read this verse, when you read this verse with the mindset of that phrase, use your faith. In other words, use my faith, however you can apply that, you begin to hear the record of the scriptures very differently. Listen, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith, substance. People grab and grind and talk about their lack of faith, talk about their strength of their faith, weak faith. I mean, if they talk about the positive strength of their faith, it will be great, but they talk about how weak their faith is. They acknowledge the weakness of faith, and they talk about the size of their faith. I've got small faith. You see, every one of us, like some of you might know, every one of us starts up with measure of faith. In other words, with small faith, put it that way. But you see, as we begin to get interest for the things of God, we begin to put in time to the things of God, we begin to look deeply into the things of God, we begin to grow, we begin to get our faith stirred up, we begin to increase, if you would, the size of our faith, the strength of our faith, etc. Every single person listening to me this morning, from wherever you're listening from, you are responsible for the size of your faith. You are responsible for the strength of your faith. God is not responsible for the strength of your faith. God is giving you the seed. God always seeds the vision. God is like the man in the family. He always seeds it. He gives you the seed. God gives you the seed. Unfortunately, people just grope and grind and complain and say, "Oh, Pastor, I've got a small faith." Pastor's got a small faith also, but he grew his faith. Now, I'm talking about pastors who are called of God, not just we study the work and we do it as a job. You know, if you're called of God, your faith would have been developed by daring, dangerous times of your life. Your faith doesn't grow on comfort zones. Your faith doesn't grow in favorable conditions. Your faith doesn't grow in quiet situation. Your faith grows in dangerous situations. Your faith grows in trying times. Your faith grows when your boat is rocked by the devil. When your boat is shaking, your faith grows. Your faith grows. Your faith grows. Every opposition is opportunity for change of your faith level. Every disadvantage that you experience is opportunity to change the strength of your faith. Every time you run away from responsibility, you run away from opportunity to increase your faith, from opportunity to strengthen your faith, from opportunity to have wonderful testimonies in your life as a king and a priest of the Most High God. I and Prophetess Agape, my dear wife, who used to call Joanna, some of you have to get used to that. You know, we have one and another and another and another and another and another testimony about God's grace, about God's faithfulness, about God's word working in our body, working in our family, working in our finances, relationship, etc. Why? We were not cowards with our faith. We took advantage of our faith over the situation. There were times where we faced death on the face to face. Everyone is going to face that. You see, some of you may think, "Oh, Pastor, that's so much. You and Prophetess Agape, you face death on face to face. That's very great." Listen to me. Your situation is most of the time in your faith level. God will never allow anything that is more than your ability, the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. God will not allow anything beyond your ability to come to you. In other words, He will not allow a temptation beyond what you can bear, the Bible says, beyond what you can bear. He will not allow it. So where you are at right now, the situation that you are going through right now, it's a situation that is as great as what we went through. Compare that, "Well, they went through death and life situation. I am only going through my marriage." That is small. You cannot compare that way. as we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, our challenges are relevant. Our challenges equals the place of our faith and the strength and tenacity of our faith. Our challenges equals it, corresponds with it. So you cannot say someone's faith is less and another one's faith is better. No, you cannot speak that way. Use your faith. This morning, I come to you and I say to you, brother, use your faith. Sister, use your faith. How long will people carry you on their back? Someone talked about, I've got a wonderful prayer partner. Blessed be God if you got a wonderful prayer partner. Even while I was growing up also, I've got prayer partners. But when the devil knocks at the door in the middle of the night, your prayer partners are not going to help you much more than your faith on the cross. Your faith on the blood of Jesus. Your faith on the name of Jesus will help you. When things are shaking, when people come and speak all sort of things about you, when even your loved one pull you down, when they start to speak to you all things that you know it is not your portion. You see, your prayer partners are not going to, their faith is not going to help you in that area. Thank God for your prayer partners. But I believe in prayer partners. See, today, this morning, from India, Bangalore, India, I have prayer partners around the world. You and I were praying and changing situations in our family. I believe in prayer partnership. But understand, saints, your prayer partners are not going to help you. Their faith is not going to help you in the moment where the devil demands your attention. Their faith is going to strengthen you. Thank God for that. But you've got to use your faith. This morning, the Lord sends me from His presence to every one of you. Use your faith. Stop crying. Use your faith. Stop regretting. Use your faith. Stop looking at the situation like a big mountain. Use your faith. In the scriptures, men who did amazing things and got miraculous response, most of them used their faith. Use your faith. Use your faith. Stop depending on your prayer partners. Use your faith. Use your faith. Get hold of your faith and use it. Pastor, I've been using it. If you have been using your faith, your faith will grow. Your faith will change. The Bible says, by the use of it, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, it said they make their senses exercise by the use of it. They're able to discern what is good and what is evil. When you use your faith will change and your situation will change as well. The Bible tells us how to use our faith. In the book of Mark's Gospel, chapter number 11, I'm reading verse 23. Now the Bible says here clearly how to use our faith. I'm reading the ISV version. It said, truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and if he doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. It says believing, not disbelieving. It says believing that what he says will happen, it will be done. Believing that what he says will happen, it will be done. Believing that what he says will happen, it will be done. Now, I have to try to end with this. There is no realm in the Christian faith when you don't need faith. There is no realm in the Christian walk when you don't need faith. We all need faith all the time. And the Bible says faith is the only thing that pleases God. There is no, you cannot come to a comfort zone where, I don't need faith anymore. No. But I'm happy to tell you, when you use your faith, you beat challenges and you go to the next level, which require a next equal level of faith. Use your faith. Use your faith, kings and priests of the Most High God. Use your faith. Use your faith. Think of any biblical character, any name. If they ever have a report that is worth following, a report that is worth learning from in the scripture, they use their faith. They use their faith. Your faith might be small. Use it. The size of faith is not the matter, but usage is the most important thing. Use your faith. Believes in his heart that it will come to pass, he'll have. The Lord taught us how to use our faith. Speak the words. Speak the words of faith and believe it. Now, if you're someone who play games with words, your faith is going to have serious accidental experience. Now, what it means is that you don't know when your faith is working. You don't know when it's not working. The very first thing the Lord taught me in my walk with him is to make me understand that my words are like currencies. I can use it to purchase, and I can use it to build. I can use it to break. If I play with words, my faith is at stake. Words, faith man does not play with words. Faith woman does not gamble with words. If you gamble with words, your faith is in trouble. Why? We make the expression of our faith, of our belief, through our words. And when you gamble with your words, you don't know when you are speaking what you believe. You don't know when you are speaking what you doubt. Do not joke and gamble with your words. Oh, I'm just joking. Oh, you know, I was angry. That's why I spoke like that. No, 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 no. We are not drunk with situation. We know who we are. And we stay with it, whether life or death. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I would like to end here because my time is up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "Live forever, King. Our God is able to save us from this fiery furnace, from this hot fire. Perhaps if he doesn't change, if he doesn't save us, pardon, he says, we will still believe him." You see the tenacity? Now, if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they are the ones who speak anyhow in the street, speak anyhow to their sister, speak anyhow to their father, speak anyhow, get angry, fight with words, and speak nonsense. When they speak that word, their faith cannot believe in that word. Now, I give you one last important golden point. Please listen to me. The Lord said, and believes what he said, means what you said. When we say, we believe what we say, not what the Lord said. See, his seed of faith produces tenacity, courage inside of us. And when we say, we believe what we say. So if you're gambling with words, you will not believe what you say. My prayer for every king and priest of the Most High God this morning, precious Lord, is that they will believe what they say. Help them, precious Lord. They should use their faith. The next level, to get the job, use your faith. For your healing, use your faith. For that relationship, use your faith. For your son you're expecting, your daughter you're expecting, use your faith. You want to come, use your faith. Use your faith. Father, thank you, Lord. Let your fresh anointing come upon your children, wherever they are listening from right now. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Evil dreams, evil voices, feelings that are not of God, listen to me. Get out from that place. I speak to your body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed, be blessed, be transformed in Jesus Christ's name. Your hands are anointed as I'm talking right now. Your hands are anointed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is a new era of your faith, and you begin to experience the might of God, the power of God, the grace of God, the glory of God. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you for tuning in. This is a beautiful time that we spend today. And I can tell you, every Wednesday, as we look into faith, I get really stirred up, and the presence of God is just amazing. And I trust it's the same with you. Before I go today, I just want to give you this wonderful announcement. Tomorrow is 7 days to a better life. Yes, that's it. 7 days to a better life. Now, every day we will start the program 10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. 10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And then we will upload it also to the website, into our archives. We would name it as 7 days to a better life. I know and I believe the Spirit of God is helping you and is transforming you. And these 7 days to a better life, God has an appointment with you and your life will never remain the same. Make it a date from 22nd through to 28th, daily, 10 p.m. And I have to put this to you, 24th and 25th is a Saturday and a Sunday. And the Saturday and a Sunday, the time for the program remains the same, 10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. I leave you with a beautiful song this morning, Kings and Priests of the Most High God, You Too They Bless Me by Franklin Edwards. Frank Edwards. Listen to this and I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Got it too much. The way you bless me, I never see such. I can't deny this. The love you show on me is so much. So much, so much. Can someone explain this? You love me, you died for me even before I exist. So I can't resist all the list you. Your love for me is enough to trust you. Now I know you and I love you. Cause you first loved me and you chose me. Hey, but I got it too much. I can't keep it in cause I wanna say it out. Hey. Now what thing I do will make you love me so? What thing I do will make you love me so? Died on the cross just because of me. Died on the cross because of me. You shed your blood just because of me. Oh yeah, because of you me. You are bigger than what people say. Yes, you are. And forever you will. Be my girl. You too, they bless me. Oh, I saw you love me. Oh, hey, you too, they bless me. Oh, I saw you love me. Oh, hey, you too, they bless me. Oh, I saw you love me. Oh, you too, they bless me.
Oh, wasn't a joke, he rose from the dead cause I broke the yoke. Now I'm free indeed. This is my victory, I'm living in it. See, I'm not the one I used to be. God's loving me, has set me free. The chains are broken, the storm is over. Now I can lift my hands and praise Jehovah. It's been a long time coming. God's love, the source of my money. God is weak, can't do anything. If I did it for you yourself, can do it for you. Come on.
You too, the best me. Oh, I saw you. This
partnership is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.